Angel of Storms, written by Trudy Canavan and read by Hannah Norris and Piers Wayner. You should write down what you saw in all the worlds you remember passing through to get to Inner Carer's world, in case your memory fades. Riel nodded. Lajik looked at his wife, then his son, then Riel. It is the best option we have, for now. Riel, you should not allow anyone else to know you accepted an invitation to serve the rain, or that Inner Carer tried to kill you. From this moment, we must all keep our minds closed unless the need to translate is urgent. You especially, Riel.
But how will I understand you without Baluka translating?
Riel asked. He smiled, the way everyone without magic does. Learning our language will be more useful than you expect. The traveller tongue is spoken as a trading language in most worlds, so it will allow you to communicate with more than my family and people.
And it will gain you respect as well, Baluka added.
Knowing the traveller tongue suggests you are educated and important.
Not too important, if you are to stay hidden,
Lajik warned.
Do you have any more questions before Baluka blocks his mind?
Riel considered.
When do we leave?
As soon as we've had a quick morning meal. If you have left any belongings in your room, you had better fetch them now. Anything else?
She shook her head.
Lajik's mind vanished from her senses, then Baluka's. They all rose, the older couple leading the way out of the room. Baluka indicated she should follow him. They walked in silence. When they had reached the corridor leading to her room, his mind opened to hers again.
I know you still believe the angel and the rain are not the same person, he murmured.
I don't have to read your mind to see that. I'd not want to admit I had been deceived if I was in your position. But I know it's more than that to you.
He paused, deciding how he would say what he wanted to say.
You may not realise it, but you may unconsciously fear it means the angels did not forgive you. A stab of horror went through her. He was right. Resentment flared, but the feeling vanished as quickly, replaced by gratitude. At least someone understood, even if that person did not believe angels existed. He was looking at her expectantly, so she searched the few traveller words she'd learned for the right one.
Thank you,
she said in his language. His smile was bright, and she found herself thinking, not for the first time but never with the freedom to dwell on it before, that he was a good-looking young man. And good-natured too, she added, as she ducked into her bedroom to gather up her clothes. One day, he's going to make a traveller girl very happy.